And techniques.
Yeah, enough.
Party, what's up? ETR Monday here now. Chris Jackals. Could have been anywhere.
He's only talking every other word.
What's up, everybody? Oh, I actually rehearsed that bit, believe it or not.
No.
Welcome to ETR. Best part of your Monday. My name is Chris Pinkerton. If you're nasty. And most of you actually are. Joining me tonight is an amended Jackal squad. Plus one, minus three, carry the four. It's like homework with kids that are going to school online. Tyler is on assignment. Tyler actually has to do his kids' homework. That's why he's not there. But it's all homework, Dad.
Make sure you color in the lines, Tyler.
Let's make a spin around the Jackal yard and see who's joining us tonight. Back from the abyss of work and school, making his triumphant return to a Monday night slot. Eric and BX Jose, what's up, dude?
What is up, guys? Thanks for having me tonight. See, I was hoping I could just slide right in here and take the place of the other bald guy on the show, and maybe you guys would have noticed. glad to be here. Happy to see you guys. Having a drink, so starting to feel pretty good. It's been a grind, so happy to be here and let it all out with you guys tonight.
Nice. There you go, man. Glad to have you here, for sure. Up next, the healthiest man on the panel, fighting out of two tomahawk steaks. Dust Mites, what's up, man?
Yo, back from the dead, like a phoenix from the ashes.
Yeah.
I arise. What a hell of a fucking 12 hours it's been, or longer than that. Pretty rough night last night, kind of was a trifecta. My apnea is back because I gained a little weight, so I got to knock the weight down and get the apnea out of there. On top of the indigestion, as they say, because I had to eat a shell steak at 9 o'clock at night and probably didn't get a chance to even slide down my gullet. And that kicked in my panic disorder, which put me into a super-duper anxiety attack. So all that into one led up to me thinking that it was the last moments of my life. So I panicked and went to more of my family that are on social media because I couldn't go to my regular family. So I put out I said, my last post can't be me cooking steaks. Can't be.
Happened to a friend of mine.
So I threw up that, hey guys, this might be it. I love you. And I bunkered down for 3 hours and fought it and didn't know what was going on, but I kind of felt like it was, like my anxiety was kicking in, was a panic attack, and it's been a while since I had one like that. But not to get sick, but once I went to the bathroom and threw up because of the anxiety, my dinner came up, and then the pressure was gone off my chest. And I was like, oh, okay, that's different. I'm feeling better there, you know. And then I just basically laid down for a little bit and just tried to fall asleep after I called out from work frantically, saying, "This is, hey, I'm not gonna be it. What's that? I'm not gonna be there." So yeah, it's gonna be interesting explaining this one. Thankfully, there's some few people from work that follow my Facebook, very exclusive people, and probably went around work and told everybody. So I'll be the talk of the store.
Nice. Well, I mean,
but yeah, had a Skype phone call with a doctor because that's what we do now.
Mm-hmm.
No checking vitals or heartbeats or blood pressure or anything like that. That's indigestion. He has some $25 antacids, Tums. There you go. So, didn't eat nothing. Drank some water. Laid down all day. Took a nap. Woke up. I feel great. Had another steak. No, but you know, being overweight, living alone, and having anxiety disorder or not is not a good thing. So things need to just change up a little bit, especially at my age. So we'll see where that goes. But I do have something special real quick. I know I'm hogging this right now, but you know, we're just trying to take some time. I got a gift here for Brian.
Did you say Haagen-Dazs?
Haagen-Dazs, sure. I'll go to the freezer and get some right now. I got a little gift here for Brian, and I want to share it with everybody.
Brian, who?
You.
Oh, thanks, Dust.
Oh, come on. Anything for my buddy over here. Just give me a second to find it and share it with you guys. Oh, here we go.
Oh, look at this.
You guys hear the audio good?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Why is it lagging? Is it lagging for you guys?
Yeah.
A bit.
Huh. I don't know why it's lagging, but hey, we tried again. Yeah, I don't know what's going on here. Hold on. Let's try one more time. Totally killing my production here. What's going on? I don't know what the fuck happened here. We're letting it rock, though. I can't. We gotta try it again here. Sorry, guys. We're trying this again. I can't let that go like that. See, once I stop screen sharing, it's fine.
There you go.
There we go.
Ha, you fucking son of a bitch. I've never had a problem with screen sharing before.
KJ's on his YouTube.
My hands are up on this one. Played it 1,000 times, it's fine. Hey. So this is the big caboose story from Breaking the Mold last week. Where it's actually 5 minutes down the road. So I stopped there yesterday. Took some video. Oh god, this is disgusting. When bits go wrong here on ETR. I look like a psycho looking at a fucking caboose for 25 minutes. Fat guy trying to get beef B-reel footage. I made it with video show on my phone.
It's too high quality.
Yeah, my ass. I made it with video show on my phone. I got these stills for you if you want them. So you're always saying you like this caboose. You didn't know where it went. You find out it was 5 minutes down the road from my house. How many times you've been here? You never went to go see it, so I went to see it for you.
Thanks.
Sure thing.
That's pretty rad.
Dude, that's awesome.
Me and my shitty hair right there.
Yeah, so
sorry guys, that it was bullshit quality. I'll post that in the realm for you guys, but
oh man. Thanks, Dust.
Yeah, you're welcome, dude.
Dude, I had such the worst. I had such the worst day. This couldn't be more timely, man. It was just awesome.
Awesome. That's your new bumper. So now Dust has to make a bumper for everybody that's 2 minutes long, and I want mine so to have all. I want mine to have all those breaks in it too, so we can talk.
The magic of doing a live show.
Yep,
that's it. That's all.
That's what happens, you know.
That was really cool, Dust. Sorry it didn't work out very well.
It's my life story, Chris.
Stupid internet. Brian, how are you, man?
Doing a little better now. Yeah, man. Can't wait to see that thing in person, man. That's great. I'm glad you went to do that. That was awesome.
Yeah, it's a pretty good location. It's right in front of this little rinky-dink post office for Port Murray. And the tracks come in, and it's on its own little track. So there is another track there, and it looks like it's an old station that's behind it. So it's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool setup. And it's seen better days at Caboose, but it's still there.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I'm not on Tinder, but I just can imagine that would be a comment someone says about a young lady on Tinder.
Let me write that one down.
Don't kick me off. It's just a little lighthearted.
I'm writing it down. Saving that one.
Chan, how are you? It's been a strange night already.
I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm drinking coffee, hanging out with you guys. It's been a long 2 weeks. I miss you all. I've missed being here. I'm glad I'm here. Hi. How are you, Chris? How are you?
I am better than I deserve, busier than I can stand. And it's been a fun romp last week, and the kids started in school and the insanity of that.
Are they going back? Are they staying home? What are they doing on down
there? At the moment, they're virtual. And supposedly they're going to make a decision in October about whether or not they're going to go back this year, or they're going to go back next year, or they're going to go back a day here and a day there. So what I say is, you know, they went to the trouble to build all these online resources and give them laptops to use. And you're going to do that for 45 days? I don't see that being realistic. Mm-hmm. No, I just can't imagine.
Oh, they gave the kids laptops?
Yeah.
Boy, you got money down there.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm real, really, really glad that I put Marissa in charter school. but just before this quarantine stuff hit, she started charter school. And I'm so happy about it because they already have all their resources. Everything's already set. Everything. I don't have to worry. They have the learning support. They have all the stuff. I'm good. I'm just sitting back and letting her do her thing, and she's loving every minute of it.
That's dope. I think my kids will be okay with it. They got to get used to going to school again is the problem.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you for private schools and stuff like this that are doing this, you know, where people pay to send their kids? Do you think they're a concern with any piggybacking? Like, oh, I'm going to send my kid over to my neighbor's house because her kid is doing the private school stuff and I want to get her different classes or stuff like that.
I don't think it works. That
would be kind of weird, right?
So basically, you want these kids that go to the public school to audit the private school classes?
Right.
Or what about you're going to find out they're not any better.
what about on-school college course? I'm going to go to college for free. I'm just going to fucking attend my friend's classes.
So should I go upstairs and sit in with Mason right now during That's class? Right.
Go sure. get your degree, man.
I'm just going to audit it.
Funny story real quick. One of Mason's college teachers, the only internet she has at home is the Wi-Fi hotspot that the college provided, and it's awful, apparently.
Can it play a Caboose video without clipping? I should have made that real audio format.
Yeah, for sure. Real audio.
This is crazy times, man. I was thinking if I was a kid and this happened, you know, we had technology. Just say I was a kid now and I had the lifestyle, my mother wouldn't be able to afford a fucking thing. So it's good to see some of the schools stepping up and actually handing out the technology to do these things, or else.
No.
You know, sometimes it was hard enough getting a protractor and a pencil case. You know, there's no trapper keeper for dust mites. It was the old blue, the old blue denim loose leaf. You know, with the three big rings.
Did he have the old school JanSport? Mm. Oh, you rock.
Whatever the dollar odd lot had.
I had the James Way specials. Remember James Way? Anybody?
When I got to high school, you weren't allowed to have a backpack. You had to carry all your books. And back then, in the 80s, we had those big fucking textbooks and shit like that. We didn't have lockers, and you weren't allowed to carry any
backpacks.
No lockers because concealing weapons.
Wow. Yeah, when I was in high school, I didn't have a backpack either, but it was by choice because I would just change books at my locker.
No, Brian, we had to show up for school 45 minutes early to get through metal detectors.
Yeah. I had to show up 45 minutes early to get my pick of the best bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich.
Yeah. Oh, how different we lead our lives.
That was important. And
I had to get to school 45 minutes early to make sure everybody got what they needed before class.
I got to school 45 minutes early so we could sit in the parking lot and smoke cigarettes. And
tough girl. You were one of the tough girls.
You were the people I talked to before class.
Probably. Or was I one of the people?
I think we might have just known each other. We'll leave it at that.
We are the true Breakfast Club right here, ladies and gentlemen. Live on your afternoon Monday is the Breakfast Club on ETR.
I will say that my mom did cover a three-ring binder with padded jean material, like handmade it. And tried to send me to school like that, and I refused to walk out the door with it.
I used to go to school. Everybody had those cool book covers that used to buy. My mother used to use like the brown bags from
school. I used to go to the grocery store, brown bag.
Mm-hmm. See, it was a weird time for me. It was like in the late 80s and shit, like when I was in elementary school. No, it was the late 70s, wow, to early 80s. And very weird time, Jordache jeans and shit like that, you know. It wasn't working where with my family, so a lot of bootleg jeans.
Yeah,
Adidas with four stripes. Shout out to the Hilltops with four stripes.
Yeah, I remember that.
They actually made them.
Oh yeah, I remember.
Favor store called Favor. Olympians. Yep. My mother said, "Look, I got you those sneakers that the rappers have." Huge Run DMC fan growing up. Huge. Mm-hmm. Huge. And huge. Boy, I used to get beat the fuck up for those things.
It just sounds so ridiculous now to think about.
When you think about people
about what shoes they're wearing. I just hate that shit.
I ripped the patches off my fucking pants so I could tell people they were Lees, because it was a big thing back in the day where with Lee jeans were big in the city and urban schools. And if you, there was a fake urban legend out there that a radio station was giving away free turntables and DJ equipment if you grabbed enough patches, Lee patches. So people were going to school ripping everybody's Lee patches off their fucking asses. So I used to rip the patches off of my bootleg fucking jeans and say they were Lees.
There you go. Lee jeans. I hadn't thought about those in a long time.
Me either. And just to think, when I went to school, Lee jeans were made fun of, and that's all I had.
Wow. You got to remember, that was the breakdancing era. And last night, I had what I thought was a near-death experience, so I saw my whole life. So I could tell you everything from day one.
Shane, I guess you and I are around the same age. I guess what girls were wearing then would have been the bongo jeans.
Yes.
Bongos.
Or Guess. Guess jeans. Yeah, were Guess too. And bongos.
Mm-hmm. Up in my neck of the woods, they were Cavaricci's.
That was also another one. Yeah, I remember
wear
them.
Cavaricci's when you got a gut.
Yeah. because of that double button.
Yeah. I had a pair of Bugle Boy jeans once. That was kind of cool. Had a pocket on the side. My dad's middle name is Lee, and he used to wear Lee jeans.
Yeah.
Nice.
Shout out to the old breakdancer days.
See, I got to avoid all that, like what to wear stuff in high school, because I was in Catholic school. So, you know, same uniform every day, you know, just to avoid that shit. That was one of the reasons why they did it, you know.
I think that would have been very fair for me. I wouldn't, even though my mother probably couldn't afford the uniform, but whatever.
Yeah.
I would probably have have to wear it every day.
I don't have a problem with, I think kids in, you know, just khakis. You can wear khakis and you can wear a black polo, a white polo, a red polo. But then the thing is, I got on a Ralph Lauren polo and you got on a Dollar General polo.
Yep. Yeah. That's what it comes down to next.
Yeah. So it literally comes down to you have to go to this store and buy these clothes.
No.
Yep. So. Shane, that's a big fucking cup of coffee.
That looks like chocolate milk.
Huge.
It's my Zelda mug, see?
Mm. Nice.
Yarg.
Well, it's actually JD's. I'm using it because I needed a big cup of coffee today. It was one of those days, you know. The more coffee, the better, as far as just like functioning.
I don't know how I feel about clear coffee mugs. It just doesn't seem right to me.
Yeah, it's like you would think it's gonna crack. Don't do it. It's gonna crack. It's gonna break.
I took a slow-mo video of me pouring creamer into one of these clear mugs. I was that bored the other day.
Yeah. I always feel like it'll get colder faster because I'm usually putting cold drinks in a glass. I don't know. It's very odd.
What do you think? You think that these Bobby Skullface coffee mugs have like a layer inside? They're hollow inside, and inside that hollowness is a special formula that keeps the coffee warm.
It's thermoblast.
You know, Brian, next time you're bored, you could get a cup, a glass, and a coffee mug, and you'll have need to get a digital thermometer so you can test and just see which one.
This is a this is. Yeah,
I want science time with Brian Brink. Yes. We need a show.
Yeah,
there we go.
Yep.
It's time for science with Brink.
Let's do science with Brink. Let's do, and it could be like Yo Gabba Gabba, and you can have all these random ass people in body suits dancing
I'm in. We'll work on a jingle. We'll get it going.
Let's do science with a Brink.
Yeah. Hey, there's no shame. I'll start singing and stuff like that. We'll do it. We'll make this work.
What is happening?
I'm down.
Hey,
hey, we got 2 weeks of banter to catch up on.
Let's do the next thing.
There's a next thing? Oh yeah, yeah.
The what'd you get? Nice beat, man.
Yeah, man. Hear them horns in the background. Man. Sorry.
I like them horns.
Getting too amped here. All right. We got something. What are we getting here?
Yeah.
Jose?
Oh,
sorry. I got lost in the sauce over here. All right. Let's let our super duper guest star. Oh, that would insinuate we're all stars. Guest Jose,
why is he superstar? Not me.
I've seen some of your hauls lately. Why don't you tell us what you do?
Yeah. I've been the official retail stuff. I've been keeping up with. So got some of the recent Studio Series and Earthrise releases. Those Alicons, those little like soldier guys from Transformers the movie, or the Andy movie. Quick.
Brian's getting fucking Quintessons. You're getting Alicons, and I don't see them anywhere.
Yeah. Amazon, dude. I got in those early pre-orders on Amazon, and it's just coming out sporadically, like in bits and pieces. I got the RC. I got I think Overload, which is the last piece of that Revenge of the Fallen and Devastator. I don't know if I'm gonna open those and put that whole shit together. You know what I'm saying? But I kind of find myself like, why am I buying these Studio Series fucking figures? I don't have like that love for them like I do like the G1 stuff, you know? So I think I'm not going to buy those anymore, but almost like a FOMO, fear of missing out thing maybe. I don't know. But I think they look cool. I'm not opening them to fuck
with. I see a lot for sale in the groups. Yeah, so I don't know if it's living up to its luster.
I'm not in the groups anymore.
No more.
I argue in different places now.
In different corners of the interwebs, yeah.
That's right.
But basically, that's it. Retail stuff. I think me and Dust did a write out the box on that KO MP44. Pretty decent piece. I just haven't really got the chance to really dig in.
Yeah, it's still sitting right here on the desk in the same spot we left it at after that night.
Me too.
Don't,
me too.
Don't dig in too much. You'll get lead under your fingernails.
there's no paint on it, so we're good.
Okay. Well, don't lick it then.
Yeah, so that's about it for me, guys. Oh, there he goes. Look at him. See you in the ER tomorrow.
Yeah. That's what happened. That's actually what happened. He's just not telling
me. See.
All right. All right.
I know some wish my demise, but relax, okay?
Dust.
Yo, I did get some stuff, some geeky stuff other than the KO MP44. Got some My Lights from my comic books.
Nice.
Starting to get back into digging some comics again. I'm digging my long boxes out of the closet and maybe do what's right. What's in the long boxes? I don't know, because it's been a while since I've been in there. So there may be some keys or stuff that I don't know that I have. So it'd be kind of cool if I did a live stream with people to show, tell me if they're comic fans, if I'm missing something. Mm-hmm. I may be missing a key or something that I don't even know that I have, you know, because I've been out the game for a while and I got the Marvel Legends Sunspot finally.
Nice.
And on the Amazons, this was pretty damn cheap. And I want to do a display with the her first original comic. So I got Dazzler for $10.
Oh, wow. Boom.
From on the Amazon. More Marvel Legends to sit in the tote until I decide what to do with it. And,
well, at least you're honest about it.
Yeah. I mean, like I say, I don't want to just throw them in a Walmart bookshelf or something like that. And you know what's going to happen? I'll walk past it. They'll start falling like dominoes. I'll get so pissed off, and I'll just throw them in a bin anyway. You know,
because that's where all my Star Wars 6-inch figures are, literally in a box, because I raked them off the shelf because they fell over like every 20 minutes.
You just get pissed off at it. So that's why I've been asking if anybody knows like the perfect, cheapest figure stand, like, you know, something to pop in their feet, you know, and just like a little disc or something that I could buy. Hey.
Patience. I think I saw a post from somebody recently saying they're using some type of like wax that they were just putting on the figure's foot, and it would just stick them like right on.
This episode of Enter the Realm is brought to you by Crystalline Clear Museum Wax, as featured previously on the show, and nobody seems to remember. It's a bunch of sticky shit you can put on the bottom. It's got earthquake hold. I have heard from people who live in California that use it for collectible plates and things of that nature. Tell them how they can pay for it, Dust.
Right now, you get that museum wax on the FlexPay system. 7 payments of $19.62. Charge right to your PayPal, or you can put it right on your American Express gold card.
All right. Yeah, there's that stuff. But
Chris, how's that work on your mustache?
You know what's funny? I hadn't. Let's try it out. I'll try it.
So does that
mustache is epic, by the way.
Now, it doesn't pull any of the finish off of anything, right? Of the shelves or anything like that?
I mean, I'm putting it in my mustache right now, so.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't know. Let's see. Directions.
I don't know if you've actually used it before and know.
I've tried it out. I will tell you that at Toy Fair, I was helping set up the Mezco booth. Weird flex, I know. And they were the Amazing was using some of this to pose the figures with. So that wasn't all 100% balanced, but.
Go ahead, bro.
So I hope it's not permanent. Esteban used it to have Hot Rod hold Daniel a couple days ago.
Daniel!
I was thinking, I was like, damn, is that thing glued there forever?
Yeah, maybe that's the post I was thinking about. Yeah,
So like until I can figure it out, they're just going to stay where they are for now. You know?
I get it. I get it. That's why I keep saying about all this shit.
Figure it out. We just gave you the answer, dude. That's it.
Yeah, but I don't know what I want to do. I want maybe want to do floating shelves. Do I want to display it with comics in the back? You know, like I was doing prior with those selections.
I did like that look you had on the shelf.
It kind of looked hidden inside those shelf units. You know what I mean? So I think open floating shelves is the way to go. Have them staggering, but then where do I put it over there? It's just I got to figure it out. That's all. Room here.
I think, honestly, unless you're going all out and you just want to display everything, I think it's almost – I've almost come to the conclusion with stuff like that, it's less is more. So, you know, the comic book with three figures – with the three main characters that were in the book or something like that, you know. Like that, you posted a really cool Daredevil cover with the Punisher on it. Mm-hmm. I mean, that would be an awesome little, you know, just to have your Daredevil figure and your Punisher figure.
Yeah, that cover's fucking great. And
yeah, I can't remember ever seeing that one.
It's not a key. It's just, it's like a $2 book.
Yeah.
So I went on eBay looking just to buy it just for the cover, you know. So I'm starting to lean back into comics again, like older comics, like my era comics.
Why do you keep using that word key?
A key book is like a title that has like a first appearance.
Of Gambit.
It's worth
a little bit more money. A little bit more money.
And you know? So sometimes you never know. You might have had it. Like Dust said, he may have $10,000 worth of key books that he doesn't even realize.
Because I've been out of it so long.
Right, because things are hot now that weren't hot 5 years ago.
Yeah, it could be a character that they released in 87 that just becoming blowing up now or blew up 5 years ago. And next thing you know,
If you have the first issue featuring Captain America's ass, it might be worth a lot right now.
Well, you know, you may have to join me on a What's in the Long Box.
You know, that's for your Marvel Legends. Why don't you create yourself like a mobile, like for they put up a baby's cribs, just tie a bunch of string to the figures and hang it from the ceiling.
Sure, that'll work out when I'm laying on the couch in pain from my indigestion, they say. I did see that new video that Bobby put out with his displays, and that looks fucking great.
Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm. Really looks good, but I don't have that in me. There's no way I'm dumb. No.
Well, I'll use Bobby as an example, even, you know, his Transformers stuff, and you can go on his channel and see all his videos, but he's done a great, and I think the less is more fits for that. Yeah, he's got some shelves. It's just like you have to really look for who's there, but, yeah, you know, like the X-Men stuff he's done, the Avengers. He's got, you know, it's a Billy shelf, and he's got 10 or 12 figures in it, but they're posed around on the rooftop or on the front lawn or whatever, and it works because they're spaced out, and you can actually see the figures.
Without a doubt.
The figures.
And that's what I say. I don't want to just put these guys on a Billy shelf and it just look like it's a set of dominoes ready to go over one day, you know, and loses. It's like, why the fuck put them out there like that then?
Right.
So I'm thinking, you know, floating shelves, staggering, and some patterns, you know what I mean, and just go from there.
I'll tell you, I'll shout out to Sam from MPSP Theater. He's got some really clean displays he's done. Not the Crash Box ones, not those. But, like, he's got his Mafex Batman stuff on. It's in a Detolf with a bunch of clear risers in the stands. And
it looks good.
It looks really clean. It's all symmetrical the way it's laid out.
Yep, for a Detolf with that size of a figure, it looks really, really well planned and really well executed.
Yeah, the risers really help. It's something I needed. I need to readjust my fucking life, to be honest. But collection wise, I need to get some risers for my
changed up my Transformers and my Detolf. It looks great now with the risers. It totally uses the space. You can see the figures more. Yeah, it's not an action scene where they're all standing there ready for battle, but you know, they were there, and you could see a lot. You could fit more in there, and you're utilizing your space.
Did you guys see that huge arc diorama that dude posted in the
room? Oh,
yeah. Yes. Yeah, I saw that.
That was awesome.
I was just trying to fathom how big that actually is in person.
Well, you remember the one that Tiger Tracks did, right?
Yeah.
His arc? Where it was like a play set, and you could set all the figures up in there.
That's right. That's right.
Nice. Transformer fans are very crafty.
That's nice.
Just my type. She's crafty.
Over 8 feet long, that one you just mentioned, Brian, I think.
Yeah.
Said. So crazy to fit that masterpiece scale. Like, wow. Yep. It was crazy to see.
Lifeless eyes, like a doll's eyes.
Good job.
Good job. All right. That's all I got.
So
we were talking about what we got. Should we run the bumper again?
Ryan Brink.
Well, let's just say I don't want to be a scroll stealer, but
somebody got a pile of loot.
I had some things show up. Yeah, a pile of loot delivered on a Sunday.
Ooh.
Supposed to be there on Saturday, didn't arrive. So
must be that VIP experience.
Showed up late on Sunday. Of course, I was working, and I was like, oh, crap. I didn't know I was getting toys today.
Like, so much for work.
So much for work. He looked at the papers and threw them over his shoulder and just ran downstairs to get the box.
Now, did you run to your car, drive around the block, pull in like you were coming from work?
Screech the tires, hit the box, bounce it against the house.
Before we get to that, though, I did use that for those people that were in eBay for a long, long time. They gave you like a 25% off coupon.
It's 25. Basically, they just gave you $25.
Yeah, that's right. That's what it is.
I actually used mine on something very foolish that'll be here soon.
And speaking of foolish,
because I couldn't find anything to buy.
Yeah.
But you had to buy because you had $25.
Yeah, and of course, I think I know it's spending $50, but hey, I was like, it's half price.
So Chris, kind of like that, it's like, all right, you know, I'm going to pick up some Iron Factory stuff. I picked up some Beast Wars Optimal Optimus.
Oh, nice. That's out. What do you think? It's cool.
I like it. It's pretty cool. Transforms into nothing, but it's cool.
When I was at Bobby's the other day, he had, I guess, Robert D had sent him that, and I said, me and Joe were sitting there, and I held it up. I said, is this what it's come down to? Legend scale Beast Wars figures?
Yep.
Yep. Not much left.
And
the scrapings.
you know, I got the other side of that. I picked up the Transmetal 2 Megatron.
With there. Glare action?
What is that? Now with more glare action.
Apparently it's vampire proof, so you can't see your reflection.
Right. when you're in a dark room, you should get a red light bulb like you're in a... Processing pictures. Processing.
What else I got? Some stuff's been sitting in there for a while, so like I finally got Vance Toys Magnum.
Nice.
You know, the thrill is gone. I'll open that.
Congratulations.
You sell that for $1.75 now.
I got you know, I was done with the animated stuff, but the DC Collectibles Justice League Batman was released, so I decided to pick that up.
Did you play Taps when you opened that, when you got saw that?
I know, they're gone. It's over.
Were you a fan of that show, Brian? You used to watch
it? Oh, yeah. That's, you know, 89 and Batman Animated Series is my jam. Yeah, Justice nice. League, I never really finished, but...
Oh, it's excellent. You should finish that.
Yeah. I picked up a Gwen Stacy slash...
yeah, my Walmart Redhead. Had those, and I didn't get it yesterday, but I went back today, and it was gone. I was like, I should have got it yesterday.
I've seen that Spider-Man Vintage Wave a lot. Like, when I was hunting the Joes a couple weeks ago, I'd see that a lot. It was always missing, like, one or two.
Yeah, that was the first time I'd seen wave. That by me. I just finally saw my Walmart got a few new things, but it was gone.
Also, from Amazon... Amazon, I got the...
That's the good one there.
The Luke and Yoda, which was supposed to be delivered at the end of August. Then they pinged me and said, it's not coming until October. And then they pinged me again. It's like, comes tomorrow. I'm like, all right.
very inconsistent.
I don't have the rest of the stuff handy here, but I also got the Fans Toys Hunk, the Black Series Count Dooku, some Diaclone reboot stuff, the Triverse Tri-Digger Cosmo version exclusive.
Woo!
Yeah, buddy.
That's a lot of words.
I got some Motu Constructs, the Rotan versus Battlecat, which I hope to build.
Jesus. Jesus.
Oh, it's not done. It's not done. I got some Earthrise. I got the Earthrise Skylynx. And the Earthrise Scorponok is
nice. Very nice.
That Scorponok actually completes a collection for me. I should tear all this Diaclone stuff down, put it in storage where it belongs, and
you got all the Titans?
Yep.
Woo! Have they returned? They finally returned?
They have.
That means that you have consistently spent $150 on a toy you don't want over the past 4 years.
Here's the thing about these Titans, though. They are going up in value, so it's a good investment on the side. You just wait a year or so, and these nerds will get crazy. They will spend $300 on a $150 toy.
Last but not least, got my Super 7 Thundercats.
Nice.
Lion-O's got a wonky eye. So,
damn. Womp.
Send that back.
Oh, you're sending it back.
Are there
more
to have?
Yeah. BBTS has a ton of them.
Oh, no shit. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Other than the wonk, have you opened them all up?
I have opened them all to look at them, but not to play with. Just to check paint. I mean, I just got them last night. So.
Oh, that's right.
And I've been working.
Are they known to have pain issues?
Yes, they have.
All right.
And I got unlucky on that Lion-O. But the nice thing is they are not shiny like those Filmation He-Mans were. So, I mean, it's got a little bit more sheen on it to the face than the first one, but it's really negligible. So that's good. Yeah, I just wish you didn't have wonky eye. So I got to hit up BBTS and send it back.
Wonk, wonk, wonk.
And that's it. That is the end of my scroll.
Very nice.
Nice. Epical.
Bubba ballin'. Okay. Do we need it?
Yeah.
All right.
That's my shame, man. You got it.
This match is scheduled for one fall with a 15-minute time limit.
We really need to get a bumper for this. Give us a couple of minutes. Oh, Brian, do the eyes look like this? is that your line all right there?
Making her way to the ring from
Steelton, Pennsylvania.
From the Steel City. Wait, that's on the other side of the state.
Yeah.
Chan, what'd you get?
Well,
oh no, you're not getting away without this.
Let's do it. Anyway, I, of course, I fed my stupid Pops addiction and got the Vader's meditation chamber because I just had to have it. Grabbed the client and Q9O from Mandalorian because I didn't have them.
The who and the what?
The client from the Mandalorian.
The client?
Yeah, you know.
With the baby.
The guy.
Where's the baby?
The asset?
The creepy guy.
Where's the baby? Yeah, what's his name? He's a director.
No. Is he German?
Wayne Hornsong? I can't
say.
And the robot from the prison episode. That he doesn't want to fly his ship.
I need some goggles to put on my hat.
Everybody said they're waiting for you to get your monocle from BBTS. Chris.
Two.
Monocle? Two. Yeah.
Chris needs a monocle.
Do two?
Two hit.
There you go.
There you go.
That's it right there. That's
the
look.
This is the handle for my hat, actually. It goes on like this. All right, I'm going to take it off.
We ended up going to Ollie's and we found two Luke Cage and Claire Templeton's.
Are you serious? Yeah. That pack is great. And listen, it wasn't really a bear. It was just a very large beaver with the tail cut off.
Beansy said P.T. Barnum.
Who's an absolutely horrible person? If you ever wondered.
Yeah.
Sure, they had an aquarium in downtown New York City at one point in time with a whale in it, and the whale died. I'm sorry, Chan. I totally hijacked you.
Oh, you're fine.
It's an incredible story.
Okay. I'm here.
What?
Hi.
No. Sorry. Talking to us?
Go ahead. Okay. I'm sorry. I'll stop talking.
No, it's fine. I'm gonna augment this a little bit though.
No, please,
we got
go
some
for
Black
it.
Series
one more
stuff.
Time. You get it.
The Plo Koon.
Wow.
Plo
Koon, what a weird name.
Some little stuff like that. Just a bunch. I think what happened was JD's BBTS stuff hit and everything got sent all at one time. Yeah. So
it seems like a lot of people had that happen recently.
Yeah.
That loot.
Yeah. Just a big dump of Black Series stuff. We ended up getting Zeb, which I wanted really bad. Nice. And a carbonized Stormtrooper and Boba Fett. Some stuff like that. We found, we got the Gung Ho G.I. Joe and Tyler found Baroness for us.
Nice.
I got this because I absolutely had to have it.
Oh, the Halloween 3 trick or treat pack. I saw that at Target. That's pretty neat.
So I grabbed those guys. So I had to. Have them. And JD got his Bring Art stuff for, I think it's Final Fantasy 9. I think. And we grabbed Jackie Chun from Dragon Ball Super.
Is that Jackie Chan's brother?
Jackie Chun. No. Cousin? Maybe. You'd have to, if you don't know the show, you don't know, I guess.
So there's a rapper from my hometown named Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan.
That's fucking pretty dope.
In Asia. Yeah, he's actually pretty decent.
Yeah, that's a pretty dope name. Jackie Chan.
The long hair. Is it long haired Asian guy? He actually works at a pot farm in California now.
I got my Gambit.
Woohoo! Yeah.
Which one?
The Mezco, thanks to Chris.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah. He's awesome, too.
Yeah, he's really good.
Chris with the Gambit.
Both.
Oh, fancy time.
And JD got the Batman Dark Knight Returns, the Mafex. And I think that... Well, he got the Golden Axe with the Red Dragon, the battler guy. He got that, too. and Mortal Kombat Raiden, he got those in also.
Chad, I'm sorry, I just want to say that the chat squad fire. Is off the hook tonight with the Chris references and what he looks like.
I feel like I should go put on suspenders in the
Vendetta. Chris was the first player to check his pocket watch during a baseball match versus the New York Highlanders in 1918.
Nobody else knew what time it was, but I did.
Chan, was that Dark Knight Returns? Was that the 2-pack with the Robin girl?
Not yet. No, the single.
I just watched that this past weekend.
It's phenomenal. Yeah. I think it may be my favorite Batman movie, period.
Right on.
Yeah, both of it, really good. Both of them. That and Year One was really good.
Yeah, that's both good, too.
DC kills it with those old animates, man. Fucking good shit. Mm-hmm. You never get tired of watching those.
That's good shit.
So, Chris, nice, what'd you nice. Get?
Who, me?
Yes, you.
I got... What did I get? I got I'm trying to remember what I got since last time we were together. I got the G.I. Joe Pimp Daddy Destro.
Ooh. Got it from a Korean guy from eBay?
Actually, I didn't. I got it from the GameStop. I got the G.I. Joe Cobra Red Ninja. One so far of those. That actually was ordered from Amazon. I got the regular Cobra Commander. Hey, Frank. You want to hear a poem about my vegan bicycle? Stay in class.
The chat squad is going nuts.
Oh, and now I'm crust. Christopher. You know, listen, guys. I need you to address me as Christopher for the rest of the show because that's what it would be, actually. Oh, if I was the old-timey man.
Christopher.
Let's see here. What else did I get? Oh, shout out to Tyler, the Tyler Hunter of the North. He found me the Punisher bike set. And Punisher he doesn't have two left feet. He's got two right feet. But what am I going to do about it at this point?
I guess he's a bad dancer.
Yeah, that's why that's why he's so fucking mad all the time. he always has to buy two pairs of shoes and throw half of them away.
It's basically the old Aesop tale, the lion and the mouse, whatever it was.
Yeah. There's something. Let me look real quick. You guys have got me losing my mind here. This chat is killing it tonight for sure.
Shout out to everybody in the chat squad.
Well, okay, and then I got the Mafex Dark Knight Returns Batman, which is. One of those things that I hate this company, and I hate they did such a good job with this figure because it's amazing. It is. It's one of the best figures I've messed with this year, I think.
Now, that's the same one that's coming out with the 2-pack, right?
Correct. It's just the black and gray. So, yeah, so they've got the black and gray one. They're doing a battle damaged blue and gray one. The Joker is coming out. And then they're doing the 2-pack, which I'm a sucker. After messing with this, I went in on the Joker.
Is it the same figure that's in there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the same. It's just a recolor of it.
Oh, okay.
You know, because he actually wears like three different color costumes in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that's it. I got a bunch of foam. But, foam. You know.
Foam like.
You got those purple arches.
The pink arches.
Yeah,
the pink foam arches. Yeah.
I call them the golden arches.
They just about are. Thanks to everybody who bought those sets from us. We are still selling set one, which is the window, and set 1.5, which is the arch. Those are going to just pretty much be available whenever. Also, the floor piece, I had so many people just order floors, and I couldn't figure out why. I'm like, why are people just ordering floors?
Stacking them up.
Well, there's a certain reviewer, The Amazing, who uses that floor for everything. And ooh. I guess people have been asking him where he gets it. And
hey.
There you go.
Everybody, there you go.
Floor. So
floor it up.
Oh, man. All right. So, I'm sorry. These you guys are on fire.
Yo, they're crazy, man. They're crazy tonight, man. This is what happens, you know, 2 weeks.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You guys are on fire. Hey, let's talk about some action figures. If we can maybe get through this segment.
No, no. Where is it? Where is it? Okay, no, no, no. This is the one. We're doing it. It's nailed it. He also ties damsels in distress to railroad tracks and he twists his muscle.
I think it would need to be a little bit thinner to do that. It's pretty cool.
I'll show you, right?
All right. Let's try to get through an action figure segment. How's that sound?
All right. Sounds good. Here we go.
Sounds like a great...
You there, Chris? You freeze?
Oh, I'm here. I'm just.
I'm sorry.
I'm just letting everybody get the giggles out. Shout out to Frosted Flakes for our new raid logo.
Nice. The nice. Lightning.
Yep.
Just Ray, like
the this Monday night, the ETR Lightnings versus.
Yeah, we'd never get over that big. Hey, shout out to Jeremy B.
Oh.
Does he have a scroll or a bumper or something? Thought he
I
did.
Don't know. I can do the old okay. Thanks, Jeremy B.
There we go. There we go. We're ripping and roaring now. Shout out to Jeremy B. He puts the mail. He puts the news together for us and sends it to my Gmail for the old Google Drives. And Google Drives is being done today, so I cleared my Cash Money records out. I deleted all of my delicious cookies. I restarted everything. I turned off pop-ups. And I had to download Firefox to use a fucking Google product to download the fucking presentation.
Wow.
Roll Tide on that.
Yeah. That Google fucking Drive, man. You got to dig for those hidden files, man. I found shit like 2 years ago in my Google Drive.
I deleted some shit today when I was looking around and trying to get this shit to work. I'm like, what is this? Oh, that's that time that guy wanted me to make him a Beast Wars diorama.
How'd that go?
I found the files. He sent me the pictures. All right, so we got some new stuff, some old stuff, some pretty stuff, some ugly stuff. Let's get going here. Hey, there's a new player in the market in the scale that you didn't know you needed. MW Culture presents their 1/9th and 1/7th line of Marvel Cinematic Universe figures. So let's dig right into these and see why Scarlet Witch has the blank eyes of a sex doll. All right, up first, this is Venom from the Spider-Man. I guess this is a comic-based thing.
All yeah. Right.
This is 8 inches tall, costs $100.
God damn.
9th scale. This is actually coming out this year. You get 3 sets of hands, 9 Venom effects, and one head, I guess. One head, that's exciting.
7 tongues.
Yes. I speak in 7 tongues. So there's Venom 1/9. And I'll tell you, I don't know jack about this company. I'm assuming this stuff is licensed, but they really need to get somebody that has more fonts than these, because this is the font we use. This is Verdana Bold Italic. Look, it's R-E.
Oh,
look
at that. It's R-O-C font. We started it.
Jesus. Well, I'm not saying. What I'm saying is our font's really fucking basic. And Asian shout out to Asian Kid Matt.
He made it up. He created it.
Yeah, and then we're getting Carnage here. He's a 9th scale figure also. 8 inches tall approximately. Oh, this one's only $69.99. He comes with 4 sets of hands and 4 effects. This is the December release as well.
And a partridge and a pitch.
Why do they look wet all the time? I don't understand. Are aliens wet all the time?
It's sticky.
It's sticky.
It's sticky.
So there's the Carnage 1/9 scale. And keeping in the 1/9 scale, that ever so popular, often spoke of 1/9 scale, is the Iron Spider from the Avengers Endgame. He is approximately 8 inches tall and is $74.99. This is supposed to come out in November, which is 2 months from now. And we're just now seeing these images. So this comes with a bunch of hands, blast effects, blade shield, a Tony Stark head, and a nano weapon pack. There's a really weird... Look at what is happening here. What? Tell me what's up with these. You see the eyes?
Yeah.
Is there a lot of wonk there?
That's a comic effect sometimes that they do. Where
what, he's got a lazy eye?
Something like that. Like,
you know. No, that's he's teaching you how to squint so that'll fit with your 112 collection.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah. Okay, gotcha. Yeah, so he comes with a gauntlet. And apparently it's actually not a Tony Stark head. I believe it's a Peter Parker head it comes with.
Looks pretty. That doesn't look too bad.
No, it doesn't look bad.
The portrait looks pretty good.
But it's not what you want.
They look pretty good, but they don't seem to be showing them in a lot of dynamic poses.
You're exactly right. Possibly. So we got a Mark 85 Iron Man. This is $75 as well. Looking for a November release. It comes with your normal accoutrement. 4 sets of hands, a blast effect, blade shield. This comes with the Tony Stark head. I apologize. I misread earlier. Jeremy gave me excellent notes, and I'm just borderline illiterate, apparently. Oh, look, it's the tray from the back of the figure. Oh, wait, that's a shield. And there it is. It just looks strange to me.
It looks like super buff.
Maybe it's the scale. Oh, look, his chest comes apart. And then he's got a star. It comes with a starfish. Well, there's the Iron Man pose. Yeah. And Tony Stark's actual signature. All right, here is the blankest stare you've ever seen in your life on an action figure. Black Widow figure here from Avengers Endgame. Because Lord knows if her movie's ever going to come out. So this Black Widow figure comes with 3 Great sets ass. Of hands, some pistols, 2 battle sticks, and she comes with a figure stand. Which, since do the other ones come with? Yes, I guess they all come with a stand. Yeah. So here we go. I don't know about these. I just don't know about who needs these. I don't know what gap they're not. I'm so confused.
Maybe it'll go with your hyper-real Star Wars scale, right?
Maybe so. And hey, just when you weren't happy with the 1/9 scale and you want something a little bit more out of place, this is 7th scale. Iron Spider here. So, yeah, it's $100. Looking for November as well. So, 25. Oh, half, I don't know.
What's the name of this company again?
MW Car Wash and Cigarette Outlet. I don't know.
maybe they consulted with Todd. It's like, you guys should try this scale.
Don't worry, we have some Todd coming up. This is the 7th scale Mark 85. And it basically comes with all the same crap as the other one. It's just bigger. I don't understand. It's $125 for that as well. Okay, let's cleanse our palate of that fiasco. Guess what? Hopefully you didn't overpay for anything, because they're bringing a bunch of shit back. Black Series reissues. So let's take a look at what is happening here. These pre-orders are live. We're looking at January release for these. We are getting Commander Wolf.
Wolf.
Yep.
Man, you tell me calling the wolf, everything's cool in the gang.
We are getting Clone Commander Gree.
Nice.
Wow, he's got a lot of colors on him. Look at him.
We are getting the Gamorrean Guard.
What'd you say? They have fuzzy britches.
Yeah, we got some. We got it. We got a.
Great. He's basically mythic fodder.
He is. Yeah, he makes good mythic fodder, from what I've seen. I don't remember the face being that well painted. Maybe I just didn't pay that much. That's what that goes to. Damn it! I found one of those on the floor one day. What's this weird? Well, because I thought it was a myth. I'm like, this doesn't look like a mythic thing. It's not detailed.
Didn't they make one of these? Wasn't this a Target exclusive? Not
yes,
too long
it
ago?
Was previously a Target exclusive. which means there's hope. There's hope for those Cobra Troopers. General Grievous is also coming back into your life.
Nice
well.
Cape.
I think
looks like 3M Finsulated.
General Kenobi. Yeah.
So this thing doesn't stand. What are they using? Some they got some museum wax in there.
Well, they just photoshopped out the stand, and apparently, whoever's holding that gun.
I heard this thing's awful.
Mm-hmm, me too.
With the magic of the interwebs,
you know the
stand up.
The Disney one was even worse. You remember the Disney Elite one that was just a complete train wreck?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was bad. And, oh, look, they have this guy role-playing as Darth Maul. Just kidding. This is Gaming Greats GameStop exclusive Darth Nihilus. How do you say it?
Nihilus.
Okay. No, I like my way better. This is from the video game Knights of the Old Republic. This is a GameStop exclusive, and it also includes a lightsaber.
All right.
You get all the accessories plus a lightsaber.
He's going to call Nev Campbell at home.
It looks like a cat.
Scared to death.
He looks like a cat.
I see. Yeah.
Felix the cat was a Jedi or a Sith Knight, Sith Lord, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Well, short for a Jedi. Okay, let's get into the Todd. Let's go to Todd's Corner with his toys don't move. Todd's Corner. Okokay, so this is continuing the holy shit, how many Batman and related characters are they going to make? This is Earth 52 Batman and the Flash. This is from the Dark Knights Metal comic event. And the Flash is just based on the Rebirth books. Is this a two-pack? I believe this is a two-pack. The price indicates as such. So it's pre-orders are live on Amazon for this. Looking at the end of October release, $40 for the pair, which isn't hateful. I don't know what's happening to his face there.
Look at that face.
Wow, scowling. Look at that. You know, Flash doesn't usually scowl.
Oh, man, they come with stands.
So Batman runs fast here.
In that particular universe,
that's not Batman.
He killed the Flash and took his speed in that dark universe thing.
Brian, it's very, very complicated and had no actual bearing on the actual DC universe.
Who keeps muting and unmuting something? I hear something.
We don't know.
Not me.
Sorry, I have gas. It comes with this rock piece. Whatever, and trading cards that everybody's claiming.
You could
over.
Clear out a pool with that thing.
You could. I'm gonna get my cards. I'm gonna get my cards traded. Speaking of things you didn't know you needed.
What?
This is the DC Comics Dark Knights Death Metal Batman motorcycle.
That looks pretty dope.
Wow.
Yeah. This is a 7-inch scale bike, so I don't know how that's going to play
out.
Dude,
my Mythic's going to be riding motorcycles.
So here is the Drowned. Bryce Wayne from Dark Earth 11 and has an Aquaman connection similar to others taking on Justice League traits. I don't know what's happening, and I'm kind of okay.
That's why it's an alternate universe.
You may think we looked at this already, but you'd be wrong. Because this is the Ami Ami exclusive.
Woo.
Yeah, Amazing Yamaguchi, Reveltech, DC Comics, Harley Quinn. If you remember, we looked at the other version, which didn't have, which had the more like movie hair, like the cotton candy color hair, and didn't have this black on her face, and it is legit just a split costume like the black and red one they did. She comes with her hammer and her boof. Yep, she can boof shit two different ways.
Home run.
Roller skates and three typeface, normal, intrigue, and bubblegum, just in case you didn't know why those were there. And there she is with her counterpart that is the straight black and red. So if you're super into Harley, there you go. Those are available. Oh, and just in case you were living in, you know, a giant worm in the desert, Dune is having a new movie, and here's the McFarlane toys. This is Duke Leto Atreides. I don't know. Paul, Lady, Jessica, and Duncan there. You can sort it out from there. I just want to know where my Dave Bautista figure is, if anybody watched the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know jack nor shit about this franchise. Never seen the original movie. I watched this trailer and was so confused. No idea what's happening. I like their body armor. I think it looks cool.
If you're interested, it's a really great movie.
But it's got that guy in it that's been the other old guy in the other movies. I always get confused if he's captain of the bridge or if he's the bald wheelchair guy. So I won't ever watch it.
So he's in this?
The original one. But I bet you he's in this one somehow. There's a wormhole. yeah. Okay, as we might have been told in an earlier episode of this show, McFarlane's doing a Gold Label collection, which doesn't really mean anything. Hasn't really told us what that means. My best guess is it's just going to be these are $10 more and might come with a little bit more stuff. But this is Mandarin Spawn from the Gold Label collection. This is a Walmart exclusive, so good luck. estimated January release, pre-orders go live on October 1st, which means Walmart's website won't work. Todd had an event,
like his employees,
showing his hands to people. some crazy details on there. I'd be interested to see how that trans. That's going to look great as a fucking sticker when they get done with it. And then here's some Mortal Kombat reveals. I'm assuming this is supposed to be Luke. Yeah, this is Liu Kang. I don't know what's happening here.
That's not Mortal Kombat. Even I know that.
What is that? It's probably Mortal Kombat 28 or some shit.
It's from a dark world.
And this is Shao Kahn, and this looks amazing. Mm-hmm.
It might look a little mythic.
No, it doesn't.
Mythic armor.
Wow.
22 points of articulation, 7-inch scale. January release on this. Looks like it's not a...
Chris, the chat isn't letting up, bro. I'm just letting...
Dude, I can't wait to read it. I'm going to have to go back.
Chris must just survive the Great Depression.
Wow. That is great. I'm just waiting on somebody to start to... Hey, listen, somebody start a Twitter.
Get the memes going.
Start a Twitter and go with it. There's not any decent pictures of me with
Chris was involved in the St. Valentine's.
Yeah, loose lips sink ships over there, Beansy.
Chris must have killed Jimmy Hoffa.
That's okay. All right. I'm almost done.
I heard your mustache likes to paint houses.
Hadn't heard about that. Heard that in a long time. Okay, for all you 40K nerds, here's a couple 40K things. I don't really know. It's a Imperial Fists and a Salamander. These are made to order pre-orders through gamesworkshop.com through Saturday, the September 19th at 6 p.m. UK time. Like anybody can figure out when that is. 53 points of articulation, 8 inches tall, 1 hundo a piece. April release. Pre-orders are live. I guess they came out with another version of this recently.
Thanks, Jeremy B.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, these are really nicely done. I mean, I know what they are. Space Marines, right? Yeah. Space Marines. You know, from all those people that paint those little miniatures.
Oof.
All right, we don't cover a lot of wrestling here, but Jeremy put this in, and I was kind of glad he did. So these two gentlemen here, this is Matt Cardona and Brian Myers, formerly known as Zack Ryder and Curt Hawkins of the WWE. Well, they both got released from WWE recently, but on the side, they have something called the Major Wrestling Podcast, because they were the Major Brothers back in the day. They both collect wrestling figures, and they go on toy hunts, and it's pretty entertaining stuff. Well, they struck up a deal with Super 7 and have their own figures coming out, and look how cool it is. They come with a figure of the figure.
That's pretty cool.
Along with the microphone, and I mean, the head sculpts are pretty good. I know the Horsemen were involved in this in some capacity. But, you know, they come with a crap list. They're $45 a piece. Pre-orders are live on the... Super 7, however you buy on their website. So, pretty decent looking figures here. If you know, you're super in the market for a not Zack Ryder and a not Kurt Hawkins.
That's pretty cool that they've actually got like a little side deal like on their own like that. And the interesting thing is too is that they're both part of two different wrestling companies.
Exactly. Now. Yeah. Yeah. So there's a commercial for it that's actually pretty clever. It's them like meet like passing like, oh hey, it's good to see you. They're like in a hotel lobby or something. Yeah. Are you here for? Yeah. Are you here for? Uh-huh. And then they like exchange action figures. It's actually a pretty clever commercial if you're into wrestling at all.
Nice.
And I think let's see, yeah. So Storm Collectibles has teased Liu Kang's Dragon Animality. I don't know much about this. The notes say this is a teaser image will be sold as a Liu Kang and Dragon set. That the prototype originally was shown at SDCC 2017, and the painted prototype was shown at SDCC 2018. Still reading the notes here. No additional information at this time. This is barely news. Honestly, it's a crap picture. Who pulled this shit? Thanks, Jeremy B.
Thanks, Jeremy B.
So Bluefin is having some some specials, I guess, for some reason. So Raiden's going to be $70. Scorpion is $75, and Sub-Zero is $70. So these are the not SDCC NYCC exclusives. Event exclusive.
So that, now we're back to Storm. Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes. So they're doing the more classic. So we get another Scorpion, in case you didn't, you know, already have one.
This is like the fifth one.
Yeah, you know, you got to milk the mold. It's just powdered milk at this point. This is the new Sub-Zero, too. Oh, and okay, this is Gary's Corner, brought to you by G-Money himself. Please visit gmoney.com for all your non-horror needs. We have Barney the Dinosaur and Yo Gabba Gabba playing in constant rotation. But for the rest of us, let's take a look at the Mezco Designer Series Mega Scale Child's Play 2 Talking Menacing Chucky. That's right. This is a 15-inch psycho doll with 11 points of articulation. $98. Pre-orders are live right now. Estimated release between March and May of next year. Cloth outfit, 7 built-in Gary-friendly phrases, a bloodied Chucky portrait, knife hand, swap-out right hand, and a butcher knife. If anybody would like to order one of these, I can give you Gary's address. I'd actually like to get about 15 of these and just line them up in front of his house one day. I would drive to Gary's house to do that. Hmm. Or get to his work before he does and just put them strategically all throughout the building. That'd be horrible.
Let's put them in all the trunks.
Looks like he just did a bad line of coke.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly what he did.
Leave it from the nose. I like that it's old school Chucky too. I just watched that new movie and it's,
oh god, I'm sorry to hear
wait,
that.
Wait, there's a new Chucky?
Yeah, yeah. They just did a remake or something. The story completely changed and shit.
Really? That's dumb. Yeah.
What do you think the phrases would be?
I don't know, but Gary knows them.
I want to kill you, bitch. Maybe in the original.
I don't remember.
In the 80s.
Never seen it.
All right, look how big he is.
You've never seen the original?
No.
You wow. Gotta at least see the first one, the old school one.
Watch the first three.
Nah, I mean, if you're only gonna dabble, you gotta at least watch the first
one. The first one. Yeah,
you gotta do that.
Oh, Gary's in the chat too, so that's great. So exciting. So exciting.
Yeah, Nick says Mark Hamill voices the new Chucky.
I knew
of course
that,
he does.
All right. Now I look like I'd be the pitchman here for this character here. Doc Nocturnal's coming back to the pulp comic aisle this weekend. This is a new Mezco figure. It's from their line. It's the Rumble Society Doc Nocturnal, which they have teased through promo stuff and posters and creepy ads on the internet. But this was a fiasco to get on last Wednesday. Let's see. Where do we begin? So let's go through what you get with the figure. So this was a swag set, including a shirt, a comic book, and a collectible trading card set, which we'll get to all that in just a minute. This is supposed to come out by the end of the year. It comes with a ton of accessories, and we'll get through those as we flip through here. But the problem was the site just completely imploded.
Never.
When everybody tried to order. And then when you finally did get through, you could pick small, medium, or large t-shirts.
That's perfect for this community.
Well, yes, you're correct. I did. They did, however, correct it and then correct it again. And I actually got an email today saying, hey, you didn't correct it again for your t-shirt size. So I think pretty much everybody I know was able to get one that wanted one. Not everybody, but the wait list is open if you'd like to jump on the wait list, which means that as the orders, you know, they have extras or whatever. Ned Beatty's don't worry. That's good. Hey Matt, I need you to set me up a Wikipedia real quick and then just state all these facts. It's almost like my mustache is becoming a Chuck Norris style character. But he comes with a flamethrower, he comes with a glow in the dark skull head. Here we go.
I really like the way they're going with this.
Yeah, I really dig what they've got going. And this is a wire that you can actually swing him from. It's got the Tommy gun, Sam, with two of the drums.
Outrageous cat.
Yeah, and then he comes with all this other stuff too, glow in the dark effects and whatnot. It comes with a 48 page magazine format comic book, which I'm pumped to read that. Yeah. And a t-shirt. And
it's cool they're giving you fiction with it, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And then it comes with a retro wax pack of collectible cards, which is pretty awesome.
Very cool.
Yeah. I wonder if it's got gum in it. Probably not.
Mm. Oh, that would be disappointing, but I get it.
And that, my friends, is all she wrote.
Dude,
let me go back and read these comments.
It's got me crying, dude. See, there's my eyes tearing.
Let's see. Chris's mustache sank a Japanese whaling ship with a harpoon standing on a Yankee cover. Oh, man. This thing is dope. Thanks, KJ. Oh, he's not talking about. Okay.
Chris was the first patient found that was immune to smallpox.
Chris is my contact at Scotland Yard. Oh, my God.
It's crazy. It's the new Pickerton meme, you know?
Yeah.
I'm glad I can be a source of entertainment for you all.
You got to give us a clean picture, and then we'll let everybody go ham on it, man.
All right. I'll try to get something. I'll put on something period appropriate. And I wish I could find my wrestling singlet. I'd make some weights. Where my wrestling
Yo, Beansy has been killing it though. Chris's mustache knows when to pose.
Hey, that's one of my favorite songs of all time, I'll tell you.
Dude.
Yeah. And the gambler, he broke even.
I love you guys, man. Oh, shout out to the Chat Squad. Keep for this fucking
You've
entertained,
got to
man.
Know when to fold them.
All right. Where are we going from here?
Well, I think it's time to talk about some robots.
Oh, I don't know. We got. I think.
Oh, that's right.
Back.
I forget.
It's been so long.
It's been. I tip my hat to you, sir. It's been so long.
Yeah. I got to make sure I hit the right promo for this.
Oh, it's been a long time. We shouldn't have left you.
You got to dig for it. Dig
without
for
a dope beat.
my eye is tearing like fucking Sam. Jackson in what is that one he did with whatever, don't matter, Kiss of Death. That was it. Okay, I was just trying to stretch out for you to be ready. You ready?
Yep.
All right, he's back, he's with us. It's time for some picks. Chris, Poppy's picks.
Poppy,
hey. Oh. Hey.
Hi, Poppy.
We're not going one. We got to go two times. It's been a while.
Hi, Bobby.
Well, I had to dust that promo off.
There you go. Never gets old. All right, guys. You know what it is. Poppy's picks. It's been a while, but glad to bring this back to you. If anybody doesn't know, this is the segment where we feature photos from Instagram that have used that hashtag realm. of collectors. So each and every single week, I used to search through that hashtag to feature here on the show. So first one up from House of M. I thought this was a pretty cool shot of, I'm assuming that's a Mezco old school Spider-Man with a pretty dope looking diorama there in the background. What do you guys think?
I like it.
A sharp,
nice blur effect.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool just having him like in motion there, swinging. Looks sort of like the old school Steve.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait, you got to look at it from this way. You got to turn, tilt your. Nobody could see me. What the fuck am I doing? I'm doing this like a fucking idiot. You got to look that this way. The door. The door is.
Oh, the
Coca-Cola machine.
Yeah,
Coca-Cola. That's pretty dope.
That's right.
So it gives a totally different perspective that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I should have turned it sideways. Yeah, all right, nice. And look, it's in the Bronx. I didn't even notice that fucking geotag right there. Nice, 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 nice. And somewhere in the BX. The Bronx, right there. You see it?
Where?
Right in the, his name, House of M. It says Bronx. Spidey swinging.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, what
a cool that crazy font you use, too.
Yeah. So, pretty cool shot. Okay. Nice stove shot. I'll turn that sideways maybe when I post it to the Instagram.
Nah, leave it that way. It's supposed to be that way.
Yeah. Pretty cool shot, though. Doesn't that remind you of Steve Ditko artwork also does?
Yeah.
I know
you
used to like the old school stuff there, right?
Yeah, I don't remember them being a Coca-Cola machine. But
yeah, listen, we take what we can get here. You know? All right, next one up from Pseudomain. I think this is the recently released MPM movie masterpiece Starscream, reenacting a scene from the 2007 Transformers film. Pretty cool shot there. What do you guys think?
Yeah, it's cool. Look at that.
That's not bad.
Bulky bot there. Look, you know, it's a little bulky. He incorporated the actual site of the movie. That's what, too.
Yeah. Pretty cool shot the way he blended the action figure with the movie footage there. Mm-hmm. You know? Wish I had those kind of skills, but I don't. You know,
you do. Come on. Spend some time with that skill.
So, pretty cool shot. Pretty cool shot. All right, next one up from Out of Order Productions. This is a pretty cool shot of, I'm assuming, a Mezco Jason Voorhees figure. That looks like the Part 5 version. What do you guys think? Am I right? I don't know.
Is that when they added the extra stripe?
I think that's the NECA.
The shirt fits a different. Is a different color green, actually, on the Mezco.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Trying to peer around the corner and see it here. I have some shit in the way.
That's a good pick, though. That looks good after an outdoor pick. Pretty cool. Done. The lighting is good.
Yep.
I like the blur on the knife.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, does, I guess it's a machete.
Does the Nesco
machete?
Does the NECA usually do like the cloth goods like that, or is that like an added piece right there?
They have a line of, I think they may be 8-inch figures that's cloth goods. So it's the same as, like, you know, they've got, I feel like I've got the Clark Griswold with the soft goods on it, and they did like the Hateful Eight, I think. They did some very odd stuff in that line, but yeah, they do most of the horror stuff.
All right.
That really looks good for an outdoor shot. That light lighting looks really good. Yeah. I'm going to find out that was done on a diorama and be like, what the fuck?
And I'm impressed. I didn't even know NECA did a line like that. That's why I thought it was a Mezco, because of like the cloth goods there. So that's pretty cool. Kind of
the
like
natural light. The natural lighting looks really good.
Mm-hmm. So pretty cool shot. All right, next one up from OFS Photography. I'm not trying to do a movie masterpiece theme here.
Yeah, I was just going to say something. I'm like, come on. The first week you're back in months, and this is what you bring into the table? Yeah,
I know, but I just thought this was a cool shot. You see a movie masterpiece, Megatron there. Looks like he's giving a speech, and then you see, like, the robot's fist there pumped up, like, you know.
I get it. With
that gravestone there in the background with the Decepticon logo. I just thought it looked pretty cool. Nice striking looking shot.
Good.
So,
it's a good shot.
Pretty nice.
I know we got sensitive on me, Sarge.
We got Bay haters. We got Bay haters here. I know.
Bricks on the dollars in the chat. What's up, Bricks? He says, is that Jose?
What up, Bricks? All right. And next one up from Hawk Rising Studios. I thought this was an excellent shot of the T-800 Terminator. Pretty dope shot with the diorama there. Nice little blue kind of lighting effect. And I can't tell. Is this a NECA figure? It looks
Yeah, that would be
a NECA. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so looks pretty cool with the mood lighting and everything. Like a really excellent shot.
That fence looks good. I like the way the fence. Fence really looks good for a small scale like that. Is that cardboard? cardboard backdrop.
You can see the T-800 is damaged there, kind of like in the shadow, obscuring like the metal, like, you know, facial effects that you see. I mean, I just thought it looks really, really cool. Nice moody shot. And that's going to do it for us this week, guys. If you want to be featured here on Into the Realm, all you got to do is a couple of things. Post a toy.
Quarterly.
All you got to do is post a toy photo on Instagram and make sure you use that hashtag Realm of Collectors. Very happy to see a lot of toy photography under that hashtag Realm of Collectors. So use that and you have a chance to be featured here on Into the Realm. We'll be reposting these photos on our Instagram, which you can follow at Realm of Collectors. And they'll also be posted on our website, if Ace is still doing that, at realmofcollectors.com.
Well, awesome. He will, if as long as we. By the way, the Realm of Collectors hashtag has 151,000 posts.
Incredible!
That's a lot of posts.
151,000.
Keep it up! Keep it up!
Shout out to the IG family that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you all. We appreciate it. I'm going to send a thank you to everybody that posted that hashtag
individually.
Yes, stamped. Envelopes. Thank you, letters.
I do need to make one comment. Nick Brammer, not a fan of the crab action. And you can keep the old bay.
I did not move to Maryland. This chat is nuts. Everything in the chat is Chris Mustache, Chris Mustache, Chris Mustache.
Oh, my
Chris
God.
Mustache, you know.
It's Mustache, ask you a question.
Wowzers, Uncle Gadget.
Hey, glad I'm back. Yes, me too.
Oh. Who was the? Nobody said I played the commissioner on Inspector Gadget yet.
No,
not yet.
I tried to watch that cartoon recently. It's awful.
This one's from Beansy that says you. Oh, that's the wrong one. This fucking chat moves on. You founded Starfleet.
Yes.
Mustache, not you. Your mustache is becoming a third person. It's becoming its own entity right here, live on Into the Realm.
I think Beansy had another one that said, "Back when you were wrestling, you and your mustache were undefeated as tag team partners."
That's fair, yeah. That's fair. Oh boy,
you guys are fucking killing it, man. Thank you, guys. I'm fucking laughing a lot here.
I'm glad I can be so entertaining. Man. You people.
And hey, it's a character. Your mustache is a character.
All right. Speaking of characters, I know one that likes to dig up some scrapings.
Oh God, I don't.
And I know there's a lot of robot pictures. We're gonna have to haul ass here.
Prepare yourselves.
Let's get into some robots.
Let's do it.
I love it.
All right. It's robot news time. Everybody's favorite, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. Sure.
Maybe.
Robots
not.
Bring the boys to the yard.
Okay.
That's why I'm here.
Chan, is that why you're here for robot news only?
Absolutely. No.
All right. We got some important dates coming up.
Do we?
Yes. One is the Hasbro Pulse Con 2020 sneak peek, which is next week. So set your calendars for Transformer Tuesday and probably some other news too. And that sneak peek is to prepare you for the convention exclusives availability also coming next week on Wednesday for those of you who spent that extra money.
Let me tell you, I did spend that extra money, and I'm glad I did because I really enjoyed getting my G.I. Joes a month after everybody else. It's really paid off.
Let's back it up.
But you got them, though.
Conventions? What's a PulseCon? Is this an online event?
This is an online event. It's going to be all the SDCCCCC exclusives are going to be available here. So the Supreme Commander. As well as the
Hellfire Club.
Hellfire Club box set.
Oh, motherfucker! Someone better get one for me.
The
I'm a working man.
There's the Battle of Chase on Endor or something like that.
Yep.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it in the middle of the week at 12 p.m. Great.
Yeah, which U.S. Canada only. Sorry, everybody else in the world.
And there's probably some Transformers involved as well.
Do we have to wear a mask when we watch this?
Yep. You should always wear a mask when it involves Hasbro.
True that.
Yep. So keep those dates noted. Mm-hmm. And tip your friend if he's a Hasbro Pulse member. Maybe he'll get you some.
I got you on that Hellfire Club shit.
Hellfire Club. Thank you.
All right. More dates.
Nonsense.
ATFCon online virtual Transformers convention has been announced for October 24th and 25th of this year, believe it or not. Convention exclusive toys, third party product preview, guest Q&A panels, Transformers fan panels, and Transformers artist commissions.
Sounds like a great time.
Glad I'm working.
Hey, convention exclusive toys and third party product preview. Dude. What else could you ask for?
Yeah, I can't wait to see a bunch of legend scale figures and maybe some fans toy shit that we've seen three times over.
Hey, sounds of silence.
You know. Maybe we'll see some leaks of some, I don't know.
The only thing leaking is from my anus.
Okay. All right, boys and girls. I don't usually
What is this?
Diaclone stuff in the Transformers news, but I had to this time. The Diaclone reboot line has put out DA-65 Battle Convoy V Max, which is basically an homage to Optimus Prime as Convoy in the original Diaclone series. As you can see here, he's got lots of cool. So I've got tons of pictures, so let's go through it here. So basically, here's the homage to Optimus himself, like basically a red cab with a trailer. Mm-hmm. Did any of you guys watch a TV series called Highwayman?
Yeah.
Like,
Oi, Highway.
It was like a semi-truck and a helicopter came out.
I was a highwayman. During along the coach roads I did ride.
During a apocalyptic Earth.
With sword and pistol by my side.
That's his mustache singing, by the way. And it had the Australian guy as a sidekick. Oi, Highway!
Many a young girl after Bibles to my tree.
So basically you get the main robot there, which has, you know, an homage to Optimus' face. The trailer, which actually has the option to have roller because the cab comes apart.
Do you know that TV series was a breakaway from that TV movie Damnation Alley?
I was a dam builder.
With George Peppard, you remember that?
Across the river, deep and wide.
No. And what was that? The Kelly guy from Bad News Bears that turned for Rorschach. Remember him?
Where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the wild Colorado. I slipped and fell to the wet concrete below. They buried me in that gray tomb that knows no sound, but I am living now.
Sorry, I really like that song. You said the highway.
Oh, those are actual lyrics. You're gonna get
dude. That's a fucking copyrighted. Well, I mean, I didn't do the Waylon Jennings verse, or no, I didn't. No, I didn't do the Kris Kristofferson verse or the Johnny.
Oh, Cash. I thought you were coming up with your own shit there.
No, no, that's the Highwayman. You've never heard that song? It's great.
Nah, I'm not a copy guy.
The bastards hung me on the string of 25.
On beat, Chris.
There it is.
Can you do it?
I like that battle station, man.
that's royalty free music right there, ladies and gentlemen.
Strike. And, yeah, so the trailer opens up, and this is all like magnetic tape that's in here because all the Diaclone dudes have magnets in their feet.
Nice. Yeah.
And so, again, we kind of saw that picture of what some of the play options are.
I like that. That looks like a high degree of playability right there, which all those Diaclone figures look like they have because they're so like modular.
You know, so. You're going to lay on the living room floor and play with them? Your belly.
Yep.
Yeah. Pew, pew, pew.
So they're showing you how it works with a lot of their existing offerings, but here's what it actually comes with. That you get these
outdoor dining
monitors with the
it looks like outdoor computer. Dining.
Like, that shit is fucking awesome, man. Look at that. Yeah, and it's in scale with like Transformers and shit. It's cool, man.
And here's where one you can kind of put like a
that's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
This Chris's mustache won 3 Grammys. Chris, however, was only nominated. Sorry. That was funny.
This is great, guys.
This configuration I thought was really cool.
Chris Brammer said Chris mustache was the original Man in Black. Chasing down aliens. Your mustache is now chasing down aliens. Oh, God. Wow.
That shit looks nice, man.
Yeah. And now they're basically enticing you to buy more than one because it comes with two. And, you know, there's some people who make KOs of this stuff too, but you can actually extend it and then make it even larger.
Wow.
And do things like that.
So, wow.
Yeah. So I'm pretty excited for that.
Who's making that again?
Yeah, Takara makes it.
Yep.
Oh, that's
expensive diagonal line. But yeah, I mean, those things look awesome. They're all pretty on point quality pieces. I can't wait till you open yours, Brian.
Yeah, man.
Who else wasn't there a third party that was doing Diaclone?
There's a yeah, Lost Planet from MechFans.
Does it work together? Will that work with that?
It's KOs.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Same.
Right. Oh, okay, so it'll work with it. That's cool.
Just way cheaper.
yeah. And speaking of that, waiting for me to open it, yeah, Bricks commented. He said, so there's 65 of these. That means there's 64. You have 64 of these unopened in totes, and well, Chris, they're not in totes, but they are all pretty much unopened at the top of
my. Well, you just gotta wait for the right time, right?
Waiting for me to buy them. Yep.
Yep. So let's see. Part of some of the new offerings coming out from the Earthrise line, we've got a red Sunstreaker as spin out, and
so
they're
crazy.
Cordon.
It's so crazy that they're tapping into this resource that third party and Takara has been doing for years with these Diaclone repaints and all that. It's so crazy to see like a regular retail USA line to be doing this.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, we're leaving money on the table here. You know, they do their occasional retool or maybe repaint, but these are like now they're doing Shattered Glass. I was like, wow, they're actually doing Shattered Glass
now. Doing Shattered Glass now too.
So they're getting it now. There's money that's being left on the table.
I mean, if the molds are there, why not? Like, I mean, how much could it cost them just to do a separate line like this?
Yeah. I mean nobody hated when third party was doing this shit. So, you know, they're 5 years later, but you know, they're picking up that money that's left on the table.
And there's your Shattered Glass, Earthrise Optimus, Shattered Glass, Ratchet. And also Run Amok is coming. So they already showed Runabout a while back. So here's
Brian. You're sounding really casual right now.
And that's it. That looks like that's just the Wheeljack retool, also, right?
It looks like it, but they said it's a new mold.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be a little bit smaller. I would say that's going to be smaller than those other ones. Yeah. Possibly.
Uh-oh, Transformers Prime is 10 years old.
Wow.
Wow.
Jesus.
Wow. I can't believe it's 10 years old.
All right, and to celebrate, we are getting some War Breakdown Viacons.
Oh, man, if that's that breakdown figure that everybody tries to sell for fucking $300 on eBay, they're going to
You think it's just going to be a retool of the old molds or recolors of the old molds? Probably. Or do you think they're going to be brand new molds?
Nah, man, they're going to retool those Prime figures. Those things were pretty good for what they were back
then. Yeah, I wasn't hating that line for retail figures. Some of that engineering was pretty dope.
It was pretty good, yep.
I don't own any anymore, but, you know, it's nice to buy and eat and shit out like fast food.
All right. And so some of this news is old, boys and girls. You probably know this already. But next Transformers Generation Selects character has been announced.
Oh, shit.
Look at those great yams.
Dust is in.
All I see is whoop.
Is that is that
Nippletron?
Who is that? Is it Grimlock?
Dust is in. He's
Am
in.
I the only one that sees
it? No, you're not. I see it too. Yeah,
it is close to.
Oh, that you just said that. Yeah.
So I just I just translated the kanji here, and it says.
Must beast, be cold.
Beast Warrior Reunion.
Real cold.
That was must be cold. Must be real cold.
I've got yeah. milk. Can you milk me?
There we go.
All right,
we're
Greg.
On the Nipsey Hussle stuff.
Oh, whoa. This is the part I've been waiting for. Let me
yes.
No, combino.
Oh, let me clear my throat a little.
Oh, it's official.
Get ready, Chris. Get him.
Hasbro did it. It's official now. That's it.
See,
dude. The Generation Selects Dinobots.
Yes. They are finally saying, "Fuck you, third party. You took from us. Now we're taking
this,
from you."
This is what brings Chris back to Transformers. That's right here.
Listen. Once upon a time, Jose sold me the majority of the Toy World one.
Yeah, oh shit! That's
oh,
right.
you were in on that, Chris?
No, Mason was
Mace Murder back in the day. Yeah, he was in on those. Yeah.
He actually had the whole thing. I think we put it together once just to see what it was like.
Oh god, how frustrating was that?
It was a nightmare. I'm pretty sure we broke Grimlock when we did that.
I mean, these look pretty good for fucking. Dinobots that are given to us from, Hasbro.
So it's basically the Siege Dinobots repainted in more animation colors.
Powder Primes.
Wait a minute.
Powder Primes, sorry.
Siege released. I didn't know Siege released these.
No, they did.
Oh, yeah.
I've
got these in the other room in a tote.
Siege
I didn't know they had these.
These are Powder Primes. These are Powder
Primes. How do they combine all the dino?
Oh, they...
The technology was always there. We just didn't know.
Combine worst technology.
So this was already released as a combiner.
Oh yeah, you don't remember?
No, I don't.
Powder Prime, bro. This is Powder Prime.
I don't remember. Oh, they were super small, right? Yeah, yeah, really small scale.
Four deluxes and the Grimlock was the Voyager. Powder Primes, Combiner Wars. You know what they were doing?
Oh Jesus, skinny jean, dad.
Look at that. Now you can't fan mode him to look better, but I mean, just these official product shots are just my god!
I tell you, man, those like people like Perfect Effect and Transform Dreamwave are probably like, sweet, they released them again, more money for us.
You mentioned Powder Primes and the Deluxe Baldwin slides in here. Happy birthday!
What's
Deluxe.
Up? Happy birthday, Deluxe!
Happy birthday!
Nice to see you back in the chat.
Nice only to see been, him back on SEU.
He was last been 3 years. He said he's not in on this. He's not in on this. No.
Whatever. You'll buy it.
He's got to buy it. He's got to review it. You know. He's got to put a video out.
Hey, Jose.
Was this coming out of R2-D2's fucking projector?
Leaks. We got leaks.
So help Jose. Ultra Magnus. You're my only hope.
You said you're out on Studio Series, but supposedly Studio Series covers the 86 movie now?
Well, not these. I'm not out on these. I actually thought – I was confused when I saw this earlier, and they were saying Studio Series. I'm like, Studio Series? Yeah. But, Transformers 86 was
didn't
a
they just Didn't so. They just do a Hot Rod not too long ago in the Power
yeah,
of Prime?
Power of Prime. Yeah, but this looks way better, though. Like, that looks way better, honestly.
Whoa! What are they covering things up there?
I can't wait to see the official shots of that. That looks pretty good.
Yep. And
that's
we've
very
seen
weird.
Some leaks of Cheetor and whatever that is. Some kind of skeleton dinosaur.
That's supposed to be like the battleizer that breaks apart, and you could.
Look, see, smashed up.
I thought that the kingdom was just going to be all Beast Wars figures. That Warpath looks pretty damn good.
Yeah. Yeah, mix the G1 with some of the Beast Wars characters.
Yeah. So that the Warpath is from the Kingdom line, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. It's very odd. I don't know.
And it's all geese, but I think it's news. Back when we had late news.
Well, your mic is.
Sorry, what happened there?
You running out of batteries there? You running out of juice there, Flick?
Oh, can you not hear me?
There
we go.
There you go.
All right. Let's see here. So this is these are woo bots. Woo bots.
Ooh, dang. Ooh, do they have you all in check?
Woo bots. Woo bots. So 29 bucks a
motherfucking
piece.
Zuckus.
Look, you got like a Humvee and a aircraft carrier and
wow
submarine.
That's pretty interesting.
You know, a couple of years ago, my sister got me.
I know you like the wooden puzzles, dude, but you don't have to bring that to the forefront.
It's the wood that makes it good. My sister gave me a couple of years ago in my stocking, my little stocking gift for Christmas was a cube that transformed into a robot. So this is pretty wild that they're doing actual forms and shit. Wow. Hey, this is what we're doing here. We're scraping.
All right, and moving on to third party, we got, who is this? Trans Art Toys making
Trans Metal
Cheetor. Looky.
Is that the same company that just put out that Trans Metal Optimus?
Yep.
Yeah,
that was its Legends or MP scale?
These are MP.
I caught MP.
I think they're regular.
They're not Legends. I know that. Yeah, but not I don't know if they're MP or Chug. Yeah, it's hard to tell.
People were saying that Optimus came out pretty good. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not a fan of that design, like, overall, but they were very happy with the figure overall.
You weren't happy with the Transmetal shit?
I liked the story, but just the overall design of the way it looked, it's like...
I liked it because it just brought it back to more of a robotic
look.
Yeah.
I got you.
I can't get vehicles, but at least they look like, you know, robots in the other form or mechanical.
What was interesting was like in their robot modes, and they were more beast-like looking in their robot modes than they were.
Sorry. Chris's mustache handed the apple.
Chris's mustache is responsible.
So, wow, so my mustache is now a snake in a tree. Thanks.
Chat squad in effect.
I'll take it. I will take it.
And you got your flight mode as well.
Nice. That's not dope. Flight. That's just the leg. That's my cat, spread eagle.
On the fucking ottoman. No, we got the jetpacks. You know.
Jesus Christ.
You're gonna fucking broom your cat.
Come on, Butters. You can get up there. Fly, Butters.
Swish your cat around.
Those aren't rockets. That's the matted fur when his winter coat comes in.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, which my cats are going through right now. I think I'm going to call one Ziggy Marley. Domino's new name is Ziggy Marley. Domino Oreo. Domino's my old cat. Rest in peace.
It's like got some kind of waist flex thing going on.
It's on the flex waist system.
I think I translated this and it was something funny. I can't remember exactly.
Hey, I'm just glad they're still making MP scale figures, no matter what it is.
Human shape waist stretch. And animal type waist contraction. There you go.
Mm.
And the tail goes straight. Curly? Straight? Curly?
Whoop!
Look at that.
Whoop. All right. On to the legends. We got
Butt plugs.
New Age. New Age Soundwave. Now, we saw this last week, right? We were pretty impressed.
Last week?
2 weeks ago. Maybe three. I don't know.
Four.
All the days run together. But guess what? They are making...
Dude, it was just March. It's fucking September.
I know.
They're making shattered glass. They're soundwaving a shattered glass. And is this a headband for breakdancing?
Sure.
Hey, and look.
Intergalactic on the back.
If this isn't enough for you, they're making a gold one.
Well, shiny.
Wowie, wow, wow.
And if that wasn't enough, they're making a sticky version.
Nice. Sweet.
But wait, there's more.
Is it sticky?
This would get all caught up in your mustache. Sticky. All right.
I can't eat honey out of the jar anymore.
What is this?
It gets all over my paw.
Uh-oh.
And they are teasing Stunicon. So shake down.
Is New Age the company that's made out of like rubber, or is that the
other one? Magic Square. Magic Square.
I gave up.
Magic Square to me has the better sculpts, and New Age has the better materials, I guess. But I don't know. I don't collect these things.
Is this supposed to be Legends?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's the Legends. New Age don't do anything else.
And then Magic Square's like, don't forget about us.
Fucking Legends Guild figure.
Crazy, yeah. That's crazy.
Wait, what?
It looks like a miniature DX9.
I'm
looking at my DX9 right now across the way, and that just looks just basically like they shrunk the shit down.
Look how tuned it looks too. Like it's kind of like it has a tuned aesthetic to it.
Yep.
It's very like you see like the round the roundness on the what is that, Wild Rider or Breakdown there? Mm. That looks crazy.
I mean that's without the fucking paint and all that other shit and all the detail, but wow.
Yeah.
How dope! I mean, I'm not a Legends fan, but that would be great to have a combiner. Man, that Megatron almost brought me in though. That Magic Square Megatron, not to collect them all, just to have it, you know.
Yeah. Some of them look really good, man. I think for us, like maybe a couple of those like pieces, certain characters, not to go in on.
Yeah, everything. I'm not going in on the line. It's a certain thing that I like. Yeah. I mean, why not spend $40-something on? I just spent 2 Marvel Legends that are gonna sit in a tub. At least I'll fuck with that.
Yep,
exactly. You know, I'll play with that Magic Square Megatron until I lose pieces.
Rub-a-dub-dub, 2 legends in a tub.
This is interesting, too, though.
Look at this.
Yeah, so they're making, New Age making an Ultra Magnus
armor to go around that.
That's right. So they're also making a white Optimus Prime. So I have.
I thought they made that already.
Well, I just picked up the
DX. They made an off-white.
Was it? Oh. It was DX9 Optimus, right? And DX9 and New Age were considered the same back in the early days because the boxes are all the same and stuff like that. But this is definitely a different sculpt compared to the original DX9 Optimus. So we're probably going to get an Optimus from this as well. But yeah, you can do it where you put the armor over the white Optimus.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool to see how that works.
And then Magic Square's like, whoa. So yeah, these guys are going after each other.
And they're brothers.
It's Battlefield in that
letter. Two different companies of brothers.
Looks good though.
Yeah.
Looks mini masterpiece ish.
Yeah, it looks like
an armor on top of the
No.
That's all we got from them, but if I would be a Legends collector, I would go Magic Square.
Mm-hmm.
Just from the look, and aren't they a little bit taller than the New Age?
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit. Hey, I heard a little bit. This counts.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit.
And this is
Chris's mustache invented memes. What?
Holy shit.
What? What?
Apparently, my mustache is Dr. Mindbit. I'm not Dr. Mindbit.
Coming live from the ETR newsroom. This just broke live right here on the air. Chris's mustache invented memes.
Mm-hmm.
More coming at 11. Make sure you check out the Enter the Realm ETR news channel.
Dude, all you need is that single lens and you would look like Dr. Mindman.
Yeah, he needs a monocle. Stat. Someone needs to send him a monocle.
Send me a monocle and some whiskey stones.
And a purple cape.
Monocle or whiskey stones.
A hairy chest and a purple cape.
I've got the hairy chest.
Okay, then you are Dr. Mindman. Someone 3D print him a monocle, please.
So, as I had promised a couple weeks ago, we'd look at some pics of this new Bruticus combined. And so here it is.
All the pieces are out now. Nice.
Yeah, Ocular Max MMC Bruticus.
Yeah, seeing a lot of pics of this lately.
Why can't we get a decent Bruticus? We'll never get it. We just have to deal with what we got right now.
I mean, that's why I quit collecting Transformers, just because I couldn't get a decent.
You couldn't get a good Bruticus, right? Yeah, same thing with me.
It's just so disappointing.
That's all right. I mean, I think this is impressive that the fact that it's all built in, right?
Do you know my son David? He saved the world.
No extra pieces. I mean, you know,
name that movie. Yeah, I get it. Just
and the headlights up.
Wow.
And you get the toy add-on parts too, if you want to make.
Wasn't there a shoulder fixed or something like that also?
Not that it really matters, right? And then here he is compared with the Unique Toys and the Zeta.
And he's the last on the left. No, he's in the middle.
Middle.
Yeah, man, I'm glad my Zeta. I like it with the extra 3D printed things to make it look more tuned. I'm happy. Mm-hmm. I'm good. Just got to glue the legs on. It's some crazy glue. I'm good. I want out. Someone pull me out.
DX9 is going to be making G2
delivery.
Dude,
pretty sure I saw Chris's stash on a can of Pringles the other day. I'm out. Good night.
I want
good some night.
Good. That's good.
Pringles now.
Did you know there's a backlash on Pringles because of their packaging, because they use so much that cardboard tube?
No,
think about how awful Pringles would be if they were just like
in a bag
chips. Yeah.
Oh God. Ugh.
That's the reason why you could get real chips from Pringles, because
So here's the thing: Lay's makes their version of Pringles that comes in a plastic stacks. It comes in a plastic tube. It's not the same. It tastes the same. It tastes the same.
Do you guys remember?
But it's just not the same.
This was probably back in the 90s that Pringles made a corn chip.
Kind of remember.
I kind of remember.
It was like a giant Frito. They were so good.
Damn, how many times do anybody have memories of getting your fucking hand stuck in that tube?
No.
Nah, dog.
And you just say, fuck it, you run around the house going, pachoo, 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 like it's
I couldn't get my hand stuck in one of those tubes now.
Well, I got women's size hands.
I just remember eating them, and it's like, wow, I'm barely halfway down. There's plenty in here. And then.
Well, yeah, now they're trying to, you put this and this together, these flavors together,
ever make the duck lips? You made the duck lips.
Yep.
Is a Pringle, just the whole thing goes in your mouth at once, or you take a bite of a Pringle?
You put a few of those in your mouth at once.
It's like confession on a Sunday. You just got to put it all in
there. Yeah. Sure we're on the same page.
Big crunch.
Did anybody put the Bugles on their fingers when they were?
I hate fucking Bugles. I hate Bugles. I fucking despise Bugles. I have such a hatred for Bugles. Bugles and candy corn are right up there. My top fucking hate.
Ooh, you know what I had the other day?
Candy corn.
You guys really getting me started with the fucking Bugles? Well, listen, fucking hate Bugles.
You know the pro tip is you put the candy corn in the Bugle, but
get the fuck out of here.
But you know what they make? I saw the other day. It's chocolate covered peanuts and candy corn. It's amazing.
Garbage.
Wow. And then I had to get my mellow cream pumpkins.
And then you got some circus peanuts also, which is in my top five hated fucking snacks and candies ever.
Hey, listen. No, you listen real quick. A fresh pack of circus peanuts
garbage.
Is the best thing that has ever been created.
It's up there with ribbon candy.
Damn it, there's a window there of about 3 days where they're good. After that, you can use them to chalk your tires with.
You got
to
vacuum seal them. You got Bugles. You got fucking circus peanuts. Fucking candy corn and fucking. Oh man!
Shut up! Those titties on TV.
Right. Oh hey! Whoa! Wowie! Wow!
So, wow! So we've seen the big Firebird, the Nicey, the very aesthetically pleasing
devil's advocate here. Yeah.
We have seen it teased for a long, long time, but it's finally out, and I have collected some out of the box pictures, and believe you me, people are going wild with this thing. So I've got some tame pictures here for this wonderful show that we have. There's the front. There's the back box.
Mm-hmm. What is up with your mic tonight?
He's probably running out of juice.
Is it better now?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's got it's Bluetooth, one tooth left.
And yeah, so, yep, here we are out of the box. Get a nice shiny finish on it.
Ooh, baby.
Ooh, look at that. Stretch it.
What is this? What is the fuck? Flexible. What the fuck? What the fuck is this?
It's a new Netflix series.
Super articulated, stylized RC.
Yep.
What do you think? Those are like 700 cc implants she's got in there.
That's a 40 double D right there.
Yeah.
Man, like they're at her neck. That's awesome.
They're supposed to like be putting out like a G1 head, I heard too. For this.
Look at that sword hold.
Yeah, very anime style. Like I actually want this. I want this.
This is a Kenny Prime figure, right? This is definitely a Kenny Prime. Kenny Prime, man. I miss that dude.
It's very stylized, very like Bayonetta. If anybody knows that video game, like I don't know, like very I like it.
You're digging really deep when you say Bayonetta.
You got the boobs, the boobs are there and stuff, but like I don't think it's overtly sexual. I think it's just like super.
No.
Stylized, you know, like
it's anime-ish. It's up there with that Harley Quinn and all that.
It's not those boobs that were like an extra piece on for the fans.
It's just odd to see it on a transforming figure that you know transforms into in that vehicle mode.
Look at that fucking alt mode. Looks fucking
The alt mode looks pretty damn good. Deluxe says he paid for his.
Oh, where'd you get it? Where'd you get it, Deluxe?
Kenny said it's in the mail.
Shozy?
Of course
Yeah. I'm in. Is Agabus getting this?
I'm sure he is.
Pretty good, man. Yeah, I mean, put all that chest in that thing there.
Yeah.
Chest Rockwell.
So, yeah, looks like the chest acts as a gas tank as well. Get a lot of miles to the gallon here.
Yeah.
So, pretty. It looks. I mean, it looks really done from an engineering perspective too.
It's just an odd figure to have out there.
I'm in for the all mode. Look at that. Look at that all mode. I'm in for the all mode.
Mm-hmm. Are we all?
Just look at how that bucket seat will hug you. You just sit right in there, and get all nestled in.
Yeah. Nice little hug.
Chan, thank you for being here to keep us balanced.
Right, sure. Because that's what I do.
I'm not afraid. Chan gets it.
I get it.
I can say it.
Those were the
It's very hentai robot. I mean, it's very, exactly. Very.
Very, very. It definitely wasn't designed in the US of A.
No.
In this culture.
Those are the tamed pictures.
Of course.
We should see what they got her doing out there.
I'm sure.
Buying panties out of a vending machine.
I'm surprised.
Used panties out of a vending machine.
Surprised they didn't give that thing knee pads as accessible.
Was there any pixelation in the other videos?
Yeah. Also? Those are the people taking those photos. Don't blame the toy.
Don't blame the toy creators.
That's right.
Gotta play devil's advocate. Say, don't blame the toy guys.
All right. So, do you guys remember Action Toys doing the GoBots, the new GoBots? Well, they're finally coming out with some additional ones. We haven't seen much from them in a while. So here's
were a smaller scale, right?
Yep.
Machine Robo.
So here's the Blue Jet, which is an homage to I don't remember.
Here's the Blue Jet, which is red.
And don't forget, tough trailer. So tough.
Is this some fucking Dollar General shit? What is it? This sounds like it would be on a shit blister card and say transform robot or something like that.
Sounds like a 70s black exploitation film.
Except this, it would have a Captain America star on it.
Tonight is Tough Trailer versus the Mafia.
Chris, they are homages to GoBots, so...
God damn.
I guess they would be. Yeah.
Which is Machine Robo.
Correct.
I know, but that one blue one just is a cluster.
It just doesn't work. I don't know what's going on there. But he's got Gatlin guns under his forearms. That's awesome. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where I would want one.
That's where I keep mine.
Your Spacey. That's who he is. SPAY-C.
And you can get yours for $99.99.
Yeah, that's like $100 there, right?
Oh my god, I forgot how much stuff there is. So,
let's wrap
speed it up. Speed
Toy World up. Is putting out a Nemesis Prime repaint of their Tactics waistcoat, the Bumblebee Optimus
Prime. What a name! What a name! Is that from something? Tactics waistcoat? Is that
that like may be the best third party name of all time?
I gotta say, the more I look at this, this is some really good posing that they have.
Commander Waistcoat, what are we gonna do? Broken through the line.
So he comes with the shield that turns into axes, and also nice. Your red translucent bits can be swapped for purple.
Don't worry, Rain Slicker. Don't worry, Rain Slicker. We'll beat them. Rain Slicker.
Oh,
boom.
I thought there was more. I thought we had more.
Pretty decent.
I cracked another beer. I thought we were going to be here for a while.
Have I been so happy to see that logo? This episode of ETR is brought to you by Agabus.com, the official e-tailer of the Realm of Collectors. Visit Agabus.com today for all your masterpiece and third-party needs. $5.95 flat rate shipping, free shipping on orders over $150, plus Agabucks, the same as cash reward system. Spend money and earn money for your next purchase. Visit Agabus.com today for details. Make sure you follow them on social media.
Thanks, Hanny.
What's new at Agabus?
Oh, we got some new stuff dropped today in the news, in the feed. Oh. The restock of the leader of the Junkions, that's the KFC Crash Hog, is in stock. And go get them. And also, too, we got the other Junkions, too. We got the KFC Dregs, Gunker, and Scraps. And Cast Off are coming tomorrow. Yeah,
I remember when I was in on this 4 years ago. Now, not restock. So much.
Restock.
I mean, no. The new ones just came out. I have the first one, the Red Guard, which is great. It's a fucking fantastic figure. It's just how long have I been? This is my third year in this new apartment, and I got a year before. It's been 4 years since they leaked all those images, and now they're coming out. Yeah. Sorry, Keith. You missed the boat.
It's been a pandemic. Give him a break.
Yeah.
4 years.
Fuerte bigote.
And let's see. That MMC Bruticus we were looking at. Hey, if you still need a leg, he's got Brawl. Go get him.
Nice.
Would you say he's got a leg up?
Absolutely. Next. And then also to the Earth Rise Titan Scorponok is there.
That thing is a beast, man. Pick that up if you're even slightly interested.
Whoa, that's it?
And that is all.
All right. Well,
awesome, man. Thank you.
Full show tonight. Thank you, everybody, for the...
crying, Chris. My eyes are literally tearing. From the fucking chat.
I'm glad dealing with this pain in his mustache has paid off.
Yeah, and thank God we keep the chat. YouTube keeps the chat nowadays too, man. That's epic right there.
YouTube keeps it and chat winging and posted in the group. So if you want to go back and read some of the comments, you can go right back there and check those out.
Apparently, mustache is a gremlin.
But dude, man, I really had a great time, man. A really good time tonight, man. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate you.
That was good shit. Chan.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Do you have your clipboard?
Right here.
Why don't you tell us about these clever folks that were in the chat?
These fucking jackals in the chat.
Yeah. Tonight we had Nightwing and Kenneth A., Rogue War, Joe S., Jeremy B., Thunderkraken, The Vendetta, Nick L., Knight of Ren, Buttonoli, Doodle Cheese, Toy Mafia, Wolfie was in here, Delirium, P.F. Ferguson, Eric B., Buzzsaw Eject, Energon Addict, Jedi Mindset, Frank A., Beansy, Brammer, Daltinian, J.L., Paul L., G. Money, Sean M., K.J. Smith, Dante Bio, Dare 2727, Mandalore, Antoine, Wes H, Braun, Aaron L, Jerry R, Ralph L, Dom, Abe, Chris A, Bricks, and Deluxe. We're all in here tonight.
Bam. Happy birthday. Right. Wow. I saw some new people in here, man, tonight. Mm-hmm. That was awesome. So
awesome. Yeah. It was your first time. Thanks for joining us, and our apologies. here we are. Let's go around the Jackal Yard here and tell the fine folks of the internet where you at, Jose.
All right. So if you search the term Harrick and BX on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, you'll find me. I have a very irregular release schedule.
OnlyFans?
Yeah, maybe. Okay. If you pay $9.99 a month on the FlexPay system.
FlexPay. Get that pay-per-view live from the BX.
I got a very irregular release schedule with the podcast Verbally Challenged with Harrick and BX, but new content coming to you guys very soon. And don't forget to check out our Tuesday Night Delight podcast, Breaking the Mold, every Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern on this very channel. Thanks for having me tonight, guys. This was a blast.
Yeah, man. Good to see you back here, man. Hanging out with us, man. We all need it.
Thanks, Jose Dust.
Yo, Dust Mites on Instagram, Eddie Dust Mites in the Facebook group. Slide over to Bandcamp. Get that Beers on the Boat trilogy. It's finally done. It's over with. Hope you guys enjoyed that. What, you guys like that last installment? Was it okay?
Yeah, it was good.
I enjoyed that a lot, actually.
Yeah, cool, man. That whole last summer, summer's over type shit. Nothing lasts forever. Hopefully, Halloween weekend. We'll see how that goes. But, yeah, and here with you guys in the realm and not eating a steak at 9 o'clock at night and hopefully not waking up at 2:30 in the morning thinking it's my last day on this earth and loving you guys and hiding all my Transformers so nobody hoards them. There is a will on my computer desktop. It's in notepad form, but it is under a security key. You just got to figure out what the password is.
Which one of the cat's names is it?
Figure out the password, and you win all the prizes. So, but thank you guys. Had a great time tonight. I'm still crying. My eyes are tearing right now.
And the chat squad was a combination of the cat names.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it Wookie Oreo or Ori Wook? Or it's
Wookie-o.
Something.
I always give away hints all these shows. So you have to go back and watch all the shows and get the hints. It's like it's a Nicolas Cage hidden treasure movie or national treasure movie. Nation's treasure. Yes. Yeah, we gotta it was a good I like that movie. I'm not gonna hate on it, but that's a guilty pleasure. But thank you guys.
All right, Brian.
You can find me, Brian Brink, on the Facebook groups, at Brinkalizer on Instagram, and as Jose mentioned, tune in tomorrow night for another brand new episode of Breaking the Mold on this very channel. I don't think we have a topic yet, so Dave's probably keep panicking, so make sure you hit him up and let him know what you
did you say want Wookie us to talk panicking? About. Wookie panicking? Or Ewok energy. Panicking? Ewok.
Yup.
All right, Chan.
You can find me all kinds of places, actually. Lately, I've been on Xbox, Pocket Wookiee, hanging out and playing the Destiny 2. Got a clan going for the realm in there, having a great time. You can find me doing Shelf Gravy stuff on every other Wednesday. This Wednesday, we have a show coming up. You can find me here with you guys on Monday nights, and you can find me on Thursday nights at 8:30 with the ladies on the Total Package podcast. How about you, Chris?
Christopher Pinkerton on Facebook. Crashbox Customs all across the fruited plain. Shout out to Rick D's. Instagram, Facebook, crashboxcustoms.com. We actually signed a deal today for something that would be pretty cool, pretty useful to people to help buy stuff. Some details coming out on that soon. Find me here on Mondays. You can find me on Nerd Rage Radio with Bubby Schoolface and Uncle Dolphin. That comes out Thursdays to non-Patreons. And then it's whenever we record it. You get it that day normally. So tomorrow you'll get a Nerd Rage. If you're paying $1 on Patreon, you get the show a couple days early. So And I will tell you, being back in the same room is really we were missing that from that dynamic of that show. And,
oh, so you guys are doing it again back in?
Yeah,
house.
Yeah. We've all had our COVID connections, so we're you know, try not to, no more tongue kissing, but other than that.
Right.
Yo, I didn't even know it ran through you guys like that, man. This is like, wow. Stop eating each other's asses.
That's right.
You guys concealed it very well.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you guys are all good.
Keep it tucked in for sure. So you can find the Ram on Facebook. The group is Facebook/ Ramble Collectors. You can find us on Instagram at Ramble Collectors. Shout out to Antoine Steady putting in work over there. And as Dust mentioned, you can follow the hashtag Ramble Collectors to see what the rest of the realm is up to. We are on YouTube, obviously, because we're right here. And you can find all the shows Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Right now, Friday's taking a break, so we'll probably have some other stuff popping up here and there and everywhere on the channel. And I guess that is that everything?
It works.
Sure.
You could have been anywhere in the world, but you were here with us, and we appreciate that.
He's done talking.
Say it with me now. Round.